landscape. Bryce Brewer behind the plate.
Yes.
With Albert Jones today working third, Cody Kogut at first. So here we go. Very interesting, Joe, and it will affect the players going to college.
Yes.
We just talked about Carson Luna.
Yeah.
A U.S. appeals court has ruled that college athletes can be considered employees.
Yeah, I did see that.
And so the court, in the latest challenge to the NCAA's long-held notion of amateurism, said that a test should be developed to differentiate between students who play college sports for fun and those whose effort crosses the legal line into work. You all look like they're having fun to me. No? God always has fun. Rodney Martin.
Please rise as you are able and kindly remove your caps. Fans, tonight we welcome the family and friends of Rich Kelly. Rich served as the emergency medical service manager at Mountain Indy Health and as a dedicated volunteer firefighter with the Undyne Fire Company and other local companies. Rich may have left us this past February, but his spirit continues to inspire our local emergency service community. At this time, please join us in a moment of silence as we remember our friend, Rich Kelly. Thank you. And now, fans, we ask that you please remain standing and join us in honoring our great nation as we play our national anthem.
The Decatur Township Orchestra and Singers with the singing and playing of our national anthem. It's good to have a little Clearfield County feel here in the ballpark tonight. Is that a tear running down your cheek? Opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side.
Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Millerfield, Lebrano Park, really a nice night for baseball. It may be overcast, but that means the sun's not beating down on you. The temperature's terrific tonight, and the crowd has been growing as we have progressed before the first pitch. So tonight's first pitch at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is A-C-O. In case the guys in the box didn't know that. Dave Pengali will face Jordan Donahue. Donahue got into the game last night, 0-for-1 with a run scored. He is 0-for-4 in the series. And Pengali's first pitch of the game on its way. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. 78 degrees at game time under overcast conditions. Donahue overall at 224, no home run, 7 knocked in with a double. Bats from the left side, and the pitch is low and inside. It's 2-0. Mentioned Bryce Brewer behind the plate, Cody Kogan down at first, Albert Jones at third. Pengali, 2-0. And Dane fires high and away, 3-0. Takes off the cap for a moment. Defensively, hip well at first, Wills at second, Mumad short, third baseman's Rosso, Bass in left, Salgado in center, Pete DeRocher in right, and Max Pusciad behind the plate. And the 3-0. And, ooh, had to dance away from that. I think he actually hit him. He hit him with the pitch right on the foot. They already have Johnson probably out of tonight's game after the collision at first base with Bass last night. And now this. They do have more bench possibilities than the Spikes do tonight because, again, Cam Buford and Manny Jackson are at the HBCU All-Star game, which they both received permission to be at before the season began. And now they're out to look at him. Hopefully he's all right. Donahue is now just talking right now. So you heard Rodney Martin talk about honoring Rich Kelly, who passed away in February. It's great to have the CBICC here tonight. They're after hours, taking place in the Suites Lounge this evening. Part of the heartbeat of the Center County is the CBICC. Want to wish Fisher Maben happy 6th birthday, threw out a first pitch tonight. Also, Calvin Agresto, happy 5th birthday, celebrating here at the ballpark tonight. It's also great to have the Keystone Little League 11-year-old All-Stars here tonight. And 50-50 tonight benefits the Arca Center County. So Donahue stays in the game, and here is Jared Quant, the right fielder. Quant last night, 2-for-4 with a double, scored 2 runs. Quant in the series, played in both games, but only late in the game the other night with a walk, so he's 2-for-4 overall. Middle infield double play depth. Pengali will go set. And Dane to the plate. Breaking ball outside corner for a strike. Starts him out with a curveball. It's 0-1. Quant second in the league third in the league in stolen bases, second in triples. Down the middle, but just a bit low. It's 1-1. On this 78-degree night, barely a breeze, barely moving the flags in left center field. Whatever breeze we have is blowing out. Donahue leads off first, and the pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 91, 1-2 the count. Donahue, 7-of-11 in stolen bases, so on 7-11 day, the guy on base is 7-for-11 in stolen bases. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3 got him. Good job by Dane Pengali to come back on that one. At Mount Indy Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Josh Stevenson, the McDonald's strikeout guy, did not play in last night's game. In the opener, he went 1-for-4. That was on Tuesday night. Bats on the left side, middle infield, double play depth. And the pitch on the ground into right field. That'll be a base hit. Charge there by DeRocher, fires it back in, and it's first and second with one out. Tripp Clark, good series at the plate, good series in the field. Clark is 3-for-8 in the series. Went 2-for-4 last night. Drove in 3 runs last night as he cleared the bases with a double in the ninth inning. Clark now at 294, home run, 9 knocked in, 6 doubles, and a triple batting from the right side. First and second, one out, top of the first inning. Pengali to the plate. And that's dropped in for a strike. He starts him out with a curveball. It's 0-1. Leans in. Rosso back at third. And the pitch. That is between short and third into left field for a base hit. Charged by Bass. They'll go station to station, hold the runner. And the bases are loaded with one out. So the third baseman, John Schroeder, at the plate. Schroeder last night went 1-for-4, knocked in a run, scored 2. He had a ground rule double last night. He is 2-for-8 in the series. Schroeder at 284, a home run, 16 knocked in, 4 doubles and a league-leading 3 triples. The 16 runs knocked in, good for 4th in the league. Middle infield double play depth. Swing and a miss, tied him up in the hands that time with a changeup. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike to the left-handed hitter. Up in the grass at third is Rosso. The pitch outside, 1-1 the count. Went 93 with that fastball. Outfield not particularly deep. 1-1 the count. Pengali to the plate. Swing and a miss. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Right down the heart. 1-2 the count. Pengali with that left glove resting on the left thigh. And now the right-hander looks into Max Bushyhead, gets what he wants. Go set. And to the plate. Call strike 3, got him. Right on the inner half. 2 gone. Second strikeout for Dane Pengali, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. For the 4th year in a row, Mountain Indy Medical Center named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We are one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Will Shannon playing first base tonight after playing right field the last 2 nights. 2-for-5 last night, knocked in 3. 2-for-7 in the series. And the pitch. There's a strike. No balls and 1 strike to count. Infield back all the way around with 2 outs. Base is loaded. Pengali trying to work out of it. 0-1 count. And the pitch. Swing. Oh, he went around. He checked it, but he went. 0-2 the count. Second in the league in triples. Third in doubles. 8th in the league in total hits with 26. But right now, Pengali's got an 0-2 count in his favor. Here's the set, and the pitch to Shannon. One went outside. Purpose pitch there. 1-2 the count. Good location with that. Could argue he clipped the plate, but it was still called a ball. 1-2 the count on Shannon. Holds that bat straight out. Bengali now at the belt. 1-2 the count, and on its way. That's down to third, but foul. Still 1-2. Ball of two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. Bengali trying to work out of a big jam. They move Bass over several steps toward left center. Dane goes set. 1-2. Checked it. Did he offer? No. 2-2. I'm with Cody Kogan. I think he did not go around. Here tomorrow, 4 for 54, and then Saturday, both 6:35 starts. 2-2. Curveball, called strike three, got him, the inning is over. He works out of a bases loaded, one out jam, gets back-to-back strikeouts, and the inning is over. Mountain Indy Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Athens Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountainindy.org/expresscare. Scoreless end of the top half of the first inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and far major wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Bottom of the first inning, and Peyton Olenek on the mound. The 6'11", 210-pound right-hander. He's, about 6 days away from what will be his 23rd birthday. Out of Miami of Ohio and Cedar Lake, Indiana. And he's been really good, making his fifth start, 1-0, 2.25 ERA. 16 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, 4 of them earned. He has struck out 24, walked 7, hit 1, and 182 the average against him. We think about tall pitchers in the majors. Randy Johnson comes to mind right away. But remember Chris Young, who played basketball at Princeton. Chris Young played in the NIT against Penn State at the Jordan Center when he was playing for Bill Carmody. And that pitch is a strike to Pete DeRocher. Pete, in last night's game, went 1-for-4, stole a base, scored a run in his Spikes debut. 0-1. And that went through the glove of Geiselman that time. Shannon at first, Donahue at second, Crawford at short, Schroeder at third, Garrett Pike in left, Josh Stevenson in center, Jared Quant in right. The defense behind Olenek. And the pitch. Right down the middle with a strike. It's 1-2. Peyton Olenek Boy, when you're 6'11", you're not throwing 60 feet 6 inches. The 1-2. And he went around, strike three, got him. So DeRocher gone. And let's face it, you're 6'11", you're released to the plate. What are you releasing it at, 56, 57 feet away? Just on pure stride? Here is Santino Rosso. Rosso went 1-for-2 last night in his Spikes debut. Batting from the left side. And the pitch. That's foul to our left, just near Rodney Martin and down below. I think I mentioned Olenek. How close he was to his next birthday, not true. It's actually his birthday is December 4th. And he's 21 years old right now. And the pitch. He backed him away inside, 1-1 the counts. It's interesting, talk about first pitch strikes and how effective they can be. In the first inning for Dane Pengali, we'll let Olenek here throw this one, 1-1. Missed outside 2-1. Pengali had three first pitch strikes in the first inning. All three ended up striking out. The guys he got behind got on base. The pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball at 92, 2-2 the count. Rosso, open stance, left-handed box, not dramatic. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, so two strikeouts for him. All the outs in this game have been strikeouts. I feel like we're at a major league game. By the way, speaking of which, Paul Skeens got another win today. The Pirates beat the Brewers in Milwaukee, 1-0. Skeens went 7 innings, struck out 11. And by the way, the next appearance he'll make will be in the All-Star game. Here is Brock Wills, 2-for-4 last night, hitting .360, no home runs, 4 knocked in, takes a strike in the inner half. Start him out with a cutter that time. It's 0-1. Wills with two triples. That one misses. It's 1-1. Though Brock was telling me, and he's the Topps triple threat, Nittany card plus. Up high. He made a request to me before the game, and I got to talk to the booth about this. He wants to figure out a way where they can still put the miles per hour up there on the pitch because it helps the hitter get a gauge. And I said, well, don't hit third. And that is cracked down the line foul. I said, if you hit eighth, it's not a problem. I always come up with simple solutions. That's where I'm at my best. Two-two. Line to right field. That's a base hit. He stays hot at the plate. Spikes have their first hit. Here's Robert Hipwell. Hipwell, .273 home run and 8 knocked in with a couple of doubles. Was 1-for-4 last night. Bats on the left side with two outs. The set by Olenek. And the pitch. Outside for ball. 1-0 the count. Wills, 3-for-3 in stolen bases. Gets to his lead at first. Good lead, in fact. And there he goes. Pitch is fouled to our left, to the roof, and out of play. 1-1 the count. Wills had a great jump. I think he had the base stolen. One and one the count on Hipwell. One of the little leaguers said, can you hit a home run tonight? He says, I'll try. like Costanza with Paul O'Neill. Good lead again by Wills. 1-1 the count. To the plate. Down low, 2-1. That was the cutter that time low in the zone. Okay, so Wills took off on 0-1. Now it's 2-1. Let's see if he moves here. To the plate. There he goes. Up in there for strike. Bounce the throw in. Wills steals the bag. That'll be Brock's fourth stolen base. Count now 2-2 on Ipwell, but a chance now to drive in his ninth one of the year. Two and two the count. Ipwell waits in the left-handed box. Olenek to the plate. It's roll foul, first base side. Darnell Sweeney with just an absolutely faux move. I mean, I'm talking, he tried to play it up a little bit, right? In other words, we were faux on the true effort. Is that the example you want to set for the bench? Self-preservation. Wills goes, pitches a ball, slides in the third, got away. Wills to his feet. He's going to come to the plate, and he will score. The Spikes lead it 1-0. Gets the stolen base and an E2. He had it beat. Be honest with you, I feel like that was more in the catch than the throw, but it's probably going to be an E2. Pitch, Ipwell rolls it foul to the tarp first base side. In fact, it goes into the tarp. It's actually in the tarp. New baseballs brought out for Bryce Brewer. 3-2. Ipwell, I think he got hit by the pitch. That'll be a hit by pitch. He'll jog down to first. It was ball four anyway, but I think he actually got nicked by it on the shin guard. Here's A.J. Salgado. Good night for A.J. last night. Went 2-for-4, scored a run. Now up to 267 with no home runs and four knocked in with a couple of doubles. A.J. out of Glendora, California. Has five siblings. And the pitch up high to A.J. 1-0 the count. A.J. has played center field and right field, a little bit of left field here. He also in his career has played third base, but he has not played third base yet here. 1-0 the count. 1-0 State College, bottom of the first. Outside corner for a strike. It is 1-1. With fastball at 92. Ipwell, 1-for-1 in stolen bases. Just like he was at Santa Clara this spring. Short lead. The pitch. Foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Delgado waits in the left-handed box. Ipwell short lead at first. 1-2. There he goes. Pitch is swung on and fouled. So Ipwell will retreat to first and still a 1-2 count on A.J. Aaron Jacob Salgado out of Glendora, California. 6'3", 215 pounds. 22 years of age. Played his collegiate ball at UCLA. Hit 300 there this year for the Bruins. High school was all league in football, both his junior and senior seasons. 1-2. To the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him, and the inning is over. Third strikeout for Olenek, but the Spikes get a run on one hit, one error, nobody left. End of one. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Top of the second inning, 1-0 State College. Dan Pengali back to work against the bottom third of the order. Garrett Pike and Geiselman and Carson Crawford. And the pitch to Pike. High and away for a ball. Pike went 0-4 in Tuesday's game. Did not play last night. 238 for Pike. Home run, 14 knocked in as a double. And the pitch to Pike. Low and inside. 2-0 the count. Pike played collegiately at Louisville. He's out of Waterville, Ohio. And the pitch. Popped him up sky high. Foul territory. Rosso, warning track, comes back, makes the catch. One out, Alton Geiselman to the plate. Played last night, went 1-4. Geiselman at 188. No home runs, 4 knocked in with a double. Bengali, first recorded out, that was not a strikeout. Up high and tight at the letters to the right-handed hitter. It is 1-0. 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Joe Putnam down there with Dugout the baseball dog. Interesting confrontation there. It looks like the Red Yankee stare down. That's a strike, 1-1 the count. And the dog appears to be winning that. Then again, he looks at Joe, potentially his food. 1-1. That's foul just outside of the bag at first. 1-2 the count. Ball and two strikes. Bengali looks in and delivers. 1-1 outside, 2-2 the count. Two-two. One out, base is clean. On the ground to third. Rosso on the short hop takes it, throws the first in time. Nice play. Two gone. Carson Crawford at the plate. Crawford went 1-5 last night in his only appearance in the series. Crawford at 179. No home runs, 4 knocked in. With a couple of doubles, but a threat on the bases. Have to keep him off the bases. He stole 2 last night. He has 11 out of 12 attempts so far. Curveball for a strike. 5 first pitch strikes now for Pengali. This is the 9th hitter. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss on the curveball. It's 0-2. 1-0 State College, top of the second. Two outs, bases empty, and Pengali's 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. His fourth strikeout of the ballgame. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health, looking to be part of an all-star team. Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. Inning and a half gone, 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all at 6:35. Tonight is the season debut of Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday. And Saturday, it's fireworks presented by Penn State Health on Star Wars Night with a Baby Yoda jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU to benefit Children's Miracle Network on Comic-Con Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
All right, we go to the bottom of the second inning, 1-0 State College. Down there with the beach ball in beach volleyball back and forth. He whacked it right off the cameraman's head. So the Spikes will send to the plate Tyson Bass, Carson Luna, and Jake Muma. 6, 7, and 8 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the second. Bass last night went 1-for-5. 233, no home runs, a dozen knocked in with two doubles and a triple. 315 this year at North Carolina Wesleyan with 9 home runs and 35 knocked in, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Olenek, big right-hander, 6'11", works from the first base side. Outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. 92 with that fastball. Bass's 9 home runs added to his career total of 25 in his career, 3 seasons. That is into left field. That'll be a base hit. So Bass singles to left. And he is now 3-for-10 in the series. Carson Luna to the plate. Luna 1-for-3 last night, knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. Overall 1-for-6 in the series, and for the season at 179, no home runs, a dozen knocked in with 4 doubles and a triple. Middle infield double play depth. The pitch, swing and a miss. That was tailing away that time. It's 0-1. Luna in that right-handed box. Straight away deep in center field is Stevenson. The pitch. Up high, throw to first, back standing is Bass. And Bass is a threat. 8 of 9 in stolen bases. This spring at North Carolina Wesleyan, he was 26 of 29. In his career, 57 of 64. So he can move. 8 of 9, he gets out to that lead. There he goes. Outside for a strike. Throws down, and the ball gets away, and Bass steals the bag. Third stolen base for the Spikes of the game. for Bass, his ninth stolen base of the season in 10 attempts. Count 1-2 to Luna. Nobody out. Chance to add to the lead here. Luna been swinging a good bat the last 3 weeks. To the plate. Low and outside. Levels the count at 2-2. Luna waits in the right-handed box. Bass off to his lead at second. The set by Olenek, and he just disengages. Now he'll start over again. At the belt. 2-2. Low and outside, full 3-2 on Carson Luna. Luna's scheduled to go to the University of Texas this year at St. John's High School. He hit 308. Two seasons in high school, last 2 years, he had 356. 3-2. Outside ball for Luna's aboard. So Carson Luna picks up his 10th walk of the season. First and second with nobody out for Jake Muma. And talk about swinging a hot bat. He has in this series. He went 2-for-3 last night. He is 4-for-7 in the series. Scored 2 runs last night as well. Jake has driven in 5, now up to 224. And the pitch. Squares the bump, puts it down. Great spot. Charging, firing, got him. Runners move up to second and third. Terrific bump by Muma. Good job by Schroeder to get to it. He put the bunt right in between Olenek and Schroeder. And Schroeder had no choice but to put the throw to first. Second and third, and one out now for Max Pusciad. Last night was the DH, went 0-for-2, but he knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. He also walked. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count, started him out with a breaking ball that time. Pete DeRocher on deck. Second and third, one out. Spikes lead at 1-0, bottom of the second. Olenek to the plate. Swing and a miss at a pitch that was nowhere near the zone that time. It's 0-2. Well, now he's got Max on his heels. Leans in. Why do I think this will be another breaking ball? Here's the set. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. 3-pitch strikeout there. And for Olenek, that is his 4th strikeout of the game. And that will bring DeRocher to the plate, who struck out swinging in the first. Infield will now comfortably back up. Second and third, 2 outs. Pitch to DeRocher. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Rosso on deck. Oh, 1 the count. Trying to bring home 2 here. On its way. Way outside. Got away. He'll come to the plate and will score. Tyson Bass scores from third. Luna moves up to third. 2-0 State College on the wild pitch. That was just a breaking ball that got away from him last time. Tried to overthrow it. 1-1 the count on DeRosier. Luna now on third. 2-0 State College. Breaking ball up high. It's close. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. That's popped up foul. First base side. Shannon watches it go over the netting and out of play near the Spikes dugout. Count still 2-2. Wind's kicked up a little bit. Still less than 5 miles an hour, but blowing straight out on this 78-degree evening. Lots of cloud cover, but no big deal. It just makes it more comfortable. 2-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him to end the inning. But the Spikes get another run. They do so on one hit. They strand one at the end of two full. 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Top half of the third inning, 2-0 State College. Dane Pengali goes back to work. Pride to Rio Rancho, New Mexico, in Sandoval County, right in the Albuquerque Metroplex. It's actually the third largest city in New Mexico. And the pitch to Donahue, lifted in the air, left field. Bass comes in a couple. Tyson's there, puts it away. One pitch, one out. Right fielder number 22, Jared Kwan. Beautiful area. I've been to Rio Rancho, as a matter of fact. You're like, how did you go to Rio Rancho? Penn State played in a basketball tournament in the pit. And the pitch. And it bounced in that time to Kwan, who struck out swinging in the first. And so morning of the next game, they're going to play New Mexico in the championship game. They beat Arkansas State the night before. Just, we had a rental car. We just drove around to see the area. So I've been to Rio Rancho. 1-0. That's on the ground to second. Wills charges, throws. And he had a double clutch, and he's safe at first. Because of the double clutch trying to get the ball out of his glove, he beats it out, and that's going to be an infield hit. Dane Pengali's from Rio Rancho. And And Ashley McCune's come out talking to umpire Bryce Brewer. He took a shot in the leg that time. Oh, hot dogs. Yeah, fine. You can put them right there. Thank you so much. Those will be gone in the fourth inning. People may not know, for example, the New Mexico Scorpions minor league ice hockey team plays in Rio Rancho. That's where they played. It's down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Stevenson. Single to right back in the first. Actually had the New Mexico Thunderbirds of the NBA Development League there at one point, playing at the Star Center. 1-0. Low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Alan Branch, who had a good NFL career, is from Rio Rancho. Blake Swihart caught in the major leagues with the Red Sox. Down low for a ball, 3-0. And now, Dane Pengali. That pitch, ball four. Walked him on four pitches, first and second. With one out. Trip Clark, single to left the first time. Clark bats on the right side. Out of Angelo State, lives in Waco, Texas. Yes, I've been to Waco. I did two games in Baylor. Probably sick of hearing where I've been. 6'3", 220-pounder, powerfully built player, 23 years of age. Levels the bat, first and second, one out, middle infield, double play, depth, pitch, inside corner for strike, it's 0-1. Rosso had been even with the bag, now backs up at third, outfield straight away and deep. Pengali's 0-1. There go the runners. Swing and a miss. Throw to third, and he is out at third. What a throw by Max Bushyhead. Terrific throw. All Rosso had to do was catch it because the runner, Quant, slid into the glove. Two outs, and holding at first was Stevenson. He did not steal. 0-2 the count on Clark. You need your defense to make plays, and Bushyhead just did. Hit in the air, center field, right in the tracks of Salgado. Puts the glove up, puts the inning away, and the inning is done. No runs, a hit, and one left. 2.5 gone. 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 2-0 State College to the bottom of the third. Santino Rosso, Brock Wills, Robert Hipwell, 2, 3, and 4 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the third against Peyton Olenek. And the pitch. That's foul by Rosso. Luxury Suites to our left, right where Ike the Spike is and out of play. In the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau box. 0-1 the count on Rosso. 2-0 State College here in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Bounce that one in. It's 1-1. Wills next. Then Hipwell. Rosso struck out swinging in the first. Slight open stance, left-handed box. And the pitch. It's fouled third base side toward the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. 1-2. New baseballs brought out by Chris Stewart for home plate umpire Bryce Brewer. He dropped one and Brock Wills picked it up. 1-2 the count. The pitch. Bounced that one in, low and inside, 2-2. It was the cutter that time. Gentle breeze blowing straight out on this 78-degree night. That is lined down the right field line, hooking foul. Still 2-2. 325 left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the line, Country Kia corner. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Great to see a nice crowd out there tonight, about a third full. Goes to 8 feet high at the new video board in left center. All the way to right field. High and away, 3-2, where that wall's 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. Nice crowd on hand tonight on this Thursday night, the first Thursday home game of the season, first dollar beer night of the season. 3-2 the count. Still have a couple minutes left on dollar beer night. 3-2. Rosso on the ground to first. Shannon's there. Juggle it. Lost it. At the bag. He gets there just in time. Well, that became exponentially more dramatic than it should have been. One out. Here's Brock Wills, singled, stole two bases, and scored in the first. Wills out of UNC Wilmington, lives in Holly Springs, North Carolina, hit 268 this year with the Seahawks, drove in 31. And he pops that one straight up in the air, shallow left center field. Stevenson, the center fielder, puts it away. Two gone. Hipwell at the plate, hit by a pitch in the first inning. For Hipwell, it was the second time he was hit by a pitch this season. Del Wills was disgusted himself. I think he got a pitch he wanted, and he just skied it in the air to center. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. 7 first-pitch strikes for Olenek. Conversely, Pengali has 8 first-pitch strikes. The pitch way outside. 1-1 the count. Play Hipwell relatively deep all the way around. Maybe Pike a couple of steps in and left. And Shannon near the line at first. Inside for a ball. It's now 2-1 on Hipwell. Telling Hipwell today actually did a game where Steve Nash played against Penn State. Penn State won the game actually with relative ease in the Cable Car Classic at the Shark Tank in San Jose. Down low for a ball. Next night, Penn State won the championship over Bradley. And then the third place matchup was Stephon Marbury and Georgia Tech against Steve Nash and Santa Clara. Nash played great. Santa Clara won it. Foul, third base side to the luxury suites and out of play. 3-2 the count on Hipwell. Wind's been blowing out all night. Now it's blowing to right for the first time. Olenek delivers. In the air, center field. Stevenson drifts back. He has a beat on it. Puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs for the Spikes. No hits as they go in order in the third. And at the end of three full, 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all at 6:35. Tonight is the season debut of Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday. And Saturday, it's fireworks presented by Penn State Health on Star Wars Night with a Baby Yoda jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU to benefit Children's Miracle Network on Comic-Con Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So the Spikes with a 2-0 lead. If Peyton Olenek seems familiar to you, he pitched for West Virginia 2 years ago here in the draft league. But the Spikes have been able to get to him, and Dane Pengali has been outstanding through the opening three and outstanding no matter what three innings we give him. It's Joe Putnam.
Thank you very much, Steve Jones, John Schroeder, Will Shannon, Garrett Pike, 5, 6, 7 hitters due up for the Scrappers, starting with Schroeder, who is in the lineup, batting fifth, playing third base.
Terrific they made that decision.
Struck out looking back in the first pitch. That's upstairs for a ball, 92 on the fastball from Dane.
Do they do lineups just by flipping a coin? What do they do?
Billy Martin fishbowl method.
Oh, wonderful. Well, another night where Schroeder ended up with the five hole.
Grounder left side, diving. Rosso comes up with it, slings the bouncing throw to first. Nice dig by Hipwell. 5-3 the put out. Stellar play on both ends. One gone. Now, Santino Rosso definitely has hit the ground running as a Spike.
Yeah, he's been good. I like him.
Switch hitting third baseman out of Hofstra. He was an all CAA tournament team performer back in 2022 when the Pride won the conference title. Here now is Will Shannon, the Mahoning Valley first baseman. Struck out looking against Angeli in the first inning. 4 strikeouts so far for Dane in the pitch. At him.
Oh.
Square on the left shoulder. So that is the second hit batsman of the night.
I did a Hofstra basketball game once.
Oh, yeah.
Head coach, Jay Wright.
Oh, yes.
Madison Square Garden ECAC Championship. Penn State won it. So I was talking to Jay last summer about it. He goes, oh, my goodness, you and I are the only two that remember it. So you had a shot from midcourt to tie it. And it just clanked off the iron. He says, yeah, again, you and I are the only two that remember it.
Didn't have DiVincenzo then, did he?
No. Nope. Jalen Brunson, no.
Garrett Pike takes a strike, fastball at 90 over the outer half of the plate to the lefty.
Jay played his college basketball at Bucknell. Absolutely great guy.
Absolutely. 0-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball. 0-2 now to Pike. Fouled out to the third baseman, Santino Rosso, last chime up. Jay Wright, of course, also longtime assistant at Villanova before embarking on his own head coaching journey.
He actually coached at Hofstra for 7 seasons. I don't think people realize that.
Yeah. 0-2, tap foul at the plate. That deflected off the leg of Pike as well. Count remains the same.
I think everybody thinks he was there 3 seasons, wowed the world, hey, bring him back. No, he was there 7 years at Hofstra before he went to Villanova and eventually won 2 national championships. And remember, before they got to the Final Four in 2009, I don't know if he can win the big game. It's like, okay, just be patient. Jeez.
That's right. Bob Stoops couldn't win the big game, but he had a national championship already by the time people were saying that. 0-2 foul back to the screen.
The guy over there selling insurance, which big game has he won? Closed a big deal today. We got you enhanced life.
0-2 the count. And the pitch. That's tails away from Pike. Ball one.
Tails away.
Yeah, you know.
How about the throw Bushy had made to third?
Outstanding. He put it right on target. I mean, all Rosso had to do was put the tag down. He did.
Yep.
Max Bushyhead's arm has been very impressive. He has kept a lot of teams off the base paths in this series, in this season, not just this series.
Well, last night, Mahoning Valley stole 7 bases in the game. So you do something like that, you immediately send a message to blunt their running game. And not only that, it was Quant he threw out.
And I believe it's, 5 double plays now that Max has been part of. Strike him out, throw him out. Yeah. And that pitch in the dirt, blocked by Bushyhead. Shannon stays at first.
So Quant has now attempted 14 stolen bases. He's attempted to steal 14. That's only the second time he's been thrown out.
Yeah.
Well, I know, yeah, that's why I said
that's,
it,
well, that's the arm of Max Bushyhead. Two balls, 2 strikes to Pike. 2-0 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the 4th inning. And the pitch. That is lifted in the air, foul territory, left field. Bass coming over at the warning track, makes the grab. Shannon retreats to first. 2 down, and Tyson Bass had to make up a lot of ground there, but made the catch in front of the Mahoning Valley bullpen.
I like Bass. I think he's a good player.
Tyson Bass out of North Carolina Wesleyan. And really, he rose to the call yesterday playing first base. Yeah. He hadn't done that in a couple of years.
Yeah.
But willing to be a team player. Now, Hipwell has a little bit more experience at first base tonight. But
it showed on the Rosso play.
Definitely. Alton Geiselman, the Mahoning Valley catcher, up, swings and fouls the first pitch. Ground ball to third last time up. 5-3 put out there.
It was more conventional.
A little bit. Dane Pengele wants a new baseball now.
Oh, I can see from here why. Look at that thing. It's almost unraveling.
I remember the old American League umpire Ron Luciano wrote a few books after
he did, yeah,
departing his umpiring career. Became a TV broadcaster for a while. The 0-1 inside a ball.
I had my talk show once. He was an absolute riot.
Absolutely. Well, he talked about how when he was an umpire, he would, you know, change baseballs. Pitchers would, you know, want, hey, put this baseball on the plate. He'd give it right back to him a little bit later. And he said every single time, pitcher never knew it was the same baseball, except one, Jim Palmer.
There's a shock. Palmer was as detailed as anybody in the game.
1 ball, 2 strikes, 3 Cy Youngs for Jim Palmer in the Hall of Fame. A swing and a miss here.
And the last pitcher to beat Sandy Koufax.
That's right, the 1966 World Series. Strikeout by Dane Pengele, his 5th of the night, brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mountain Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainnittany.org/careers. To the bottom of the 4th, 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all at 6:35. Tonight is the season debut of Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday. And Saturday, it's fireworks presented by Penn State Health on Star Wars Night with a Baby Yoda jersey off the back auction presented by PSCCU to benefit Children's Miracle Network on Comic-Con Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV 4th inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. AJ Salgado, Tyson Bass, Carson Luna, 5-6-7 hitters in the State College lineup, due up here in the bottom of the 4th inning against Peyton Olenek. The Mahoning Valley right-hander making his last start of the first half of the MLB Draft League season. First half schedule concluding on Saturday league-wide, of course. Spikes will be hosting the Trenton Thunder here tomorrow at 6:35, Saturday 6:35 to finish out the first half. A.J. Salgado takes a ball inside, and the next offering, a fastball for a strike of the knees. It is 1-1. The chant of "Let's go, Spikes" rises up from the crowd here as the 1-1 pitch fouled back to the screen. 1-2 to A.J., struck out first time up. Spikes with a run in the first, one in the second. Mahoning Valley scoreless so far, 2-0 in favor of the Spikes. Scrappers actually getting the better of the hit count, 3-2, but Mahoning Valley has committed the lone error in the 1-2 pitch, fouled into the mitt of Geiselman for strike three. That's the sixth strikeout for Peyton Olenek tonight. And Olenek is now retired. Seven straight batters dating back to the sacrifice bunt by Jake Mumma. Now, there was a wild pitch in between that enabled a run to score for the Spikes back in the second inning. Here's Tyson Bass. He scored that run on the wild pitch, had stolen a base and singled earlier in the inning. The pitch swung on and missed. Breaking ball was outside that time. Tyson chased after it. Owen won the count. We've had somewhat overcast skies here, but it has been very comfortable here at the ballpark all day long. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-1. It's ironic, you know, yesterday we did have the little bit of rain at the outset, delayed us a bit, but we got underway, got all nine innings in. And the skies after the precipitation cleared out were just gorgeous. 1-1. That's foul off the mask of Geiselman. You could hear that. Geiselman will just get a new baseball, and Olenek will help out his catcher by retrieving the old one himself, tossing it to pitching coach Ron Mahay in the Mahoning Valley dugout. Ron, by the way, returning to the Scrappers after serving as pitching coach in last serving as pitching coach in 2022. Great to see him back in the MLB Draft League. And certainly somebody that Quentin McCracken relies on. Like DeFelice, the hitting coach as well. A lot of knowledge in that Mahoning Valley coaching staff and a lot of big league experience that they can impart to these players, both in the first half entering the draft and in the second half in the post-draft period. Pitch outside, ball two. Of course, the MLB draft starts on Sunday night. Pitch low and away, ball three, fills the count. That'll be down in Fort Worth, Texas, as the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is taken over by MLB All-Star activities that are actually already underway as the 3-2 fastball's a called strike three, lower outside corner. That one squarely on the corner from the TrackMan perspective. Seventh strikeout for Peyton Olenek tonight. Two gone in the bottom of the fourth, and here's Carson Luna, the designated hitter, walked back in the second. Olenek delivers. That's low and away for a ball, 1-0. You've got several scrappers that we have seen through this first half, and even now that may well hear their names called, as well as many spikes. As the pitch low for a ball, 2-0 to Luna. And every year that the MLB Draft League has been in existence, more and more players from the league have been selected, and we anticipate that trend continuing on here in 2024. This is the fourth year of the MLB Draft League. A pitch high and tight for ball three. And we have seen some good ones here, and right now on the cusp of seeing the first MLB Draft League player make the major leagues. There are several in AAA, among them Damiano Palmigiani, who was with the Spikes in 2021, the inaugural year of the MLB Draft League. Pitch was low and away, ball four, and well away. It got all the way to the ad board behind home plate, but that is a four-pitch walk to Luna, his second free pass of the night. He's the only batter that has walked against Olenek, but he's aboard with two outs for Jake Muma, who laid down a sacrifice bunt in his first appearance, so he is actually 0-for-0. A bunt to third base, so goes as a sacrifice. That's the thing. And you don't see too many sacrifice bunts nowadays, at least compared to the decades past of this game. So the pitch swung on and missed, but a sacrifice bunt credited whenever a bunt advances a batter, doesn't matter. It's only a sacrifice fly if a runner tags from third and scores on the flyout. 0-1. That's a strike on the outer edge. And actually, it is possible a runner could tag from second and score on a flyout. It's actually happened a couple times in the World Series. 1982, it happened for the St. Louis Cardinals. Gorman Thomas was in center field for Milwaukee. Deep fly ball, he caught it, but then he fell down and allowed two runs to score. And now the throw to first, and Luna's caught in a rundown. Shannon chased him down, throw onto the shortstop. Crawford, tag applied, and he is out. 1-3-6. That'll go as both a pickoff and a caught stealing, and it will end the fourth inning. Nothing across for the Spikes in the fourth. 2-0 State College as we go to the fifth inning here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. This is the rubber match of a three-game series between the Spikes and the Scrappers. It's a two-game set between St. College and the incoming Trenton Thunder tomorrow and Saturday. Tomorrow night, a four-pack Friday. Four of our best seats. Four hot dogs and four sodas, just $54. And additional packages can be added as part of the deal as well for the same per-package price. And half price on all Yuengling and Michelob Ultra Drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night. 6:35 game time tickets for that one, as well as Star Wars Night with the Jersey Off the Back auction presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network, as well as fireworks after the game presented by Penn State Health. That Games tickets also available at statecollegespikes.com or right here at the ballpark. Ticket office is open all the way to the end of the game tonight as Dane Pengelly throws a strike on the inner corner to Crawford to start him off. Next pitch, a breaking ball bounces away. Ball one. Carson Crawford struck out against Dane Pengelly back in the second inning. Five strikeouts for the right-hander from New Mexico. Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And you heard Steve earlier talk about that great city. One ball, one strike. Pitch swung on and missed. One and two the count. And a great gentleman from that city in Dane Pengelly. Academic all-district performer. He has a weighted 4.1 GPA in engineering. That is a smart cookie out there on the mound for the Spikes and making his final start of the first half, and certainly hope for the best for Dane. Hopefully he hears his name called next week, but certainly wish him the best, continuing on with his collegiate career as well, if that is in the cards for him. Would love to see him back here in Happy Valley. 2-2. Liner foul, first base side, and that time Mahoning Valley first base coach Quentin Holmes went through all five Ds of dodgeball, I think. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Meanwhile, out in the bleachers, they're having fun here on a thirsty Thursday. Two balls, two strikes, and who isn't? Pitch bounces in, ball three. Of course, the Thirsty Thursday specials have concluded, but we talked about the happy hour tomorrow night. Michelob Ultra and Yingling. And, of course, everybody going to be happy Saturday night on a Super Saturday presented by the PA Lottery. Pitch up and in. Appeal down to first. Cody Kogan says he went around. Strike three. The sixth strikeout of the night for Dane Pengelly. It's brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountainnittany.org/orthopedics. One gone in the top of the fifth, and here's Jordan Donahue, hit by a pitch in the first inning, and flied out to left field in the third. Pengelly with the short windup, the pitch, and that one is low for a ball. We're seeing Dane, we've seen him go almost three quarters, and he'll raise the arm slot just a tad from that point as well. Here's the 1-0. Check swing, pitch called a strike on location. 93-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge. It's 1-1. Dane actually made his first appearance with the Spikes against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers at Eastwood Field a few weeks back. And he cues this one out in front of the plate, picked up by Bushy Head, fires to first in time. And that one was just traced along the batter's box, stayed in fair territory. And Donahue knew it as well. He took off immediately. But Bushy Head with that great arm, able to throw him out at first with ease. And with two down, here is Jared Kwan, switch-hitting right fielder, has been a lefty so far tonight. Struck out in the first inning, singled in the third, but then was caught stealing by Bushy Head. Again, that tremendous throwing arm he has behind the plate. And the first pitch from Pengelly to Kwan here, third time around. Upstairs a ball, 1-0. It'll be some time after Saturday's festivities before the Spikes return home to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Of course, the time in between the first half and second half. And then Spikes will begin the second half schedule back at Eastwood Field with some of the new Spikes. And there will be some familiar faces from the first half joining the fray as well. See a selection of those, plus more great players from around the country. The 2-0, swing and a miss, breaking ball, dipped out of the way of the bat of Quant, 2-1. And in the second half, players can still be signed by Major League Baseball teams. In fact, several have each year of the MLB Draft League. And from the Spikes, we saw John Beamer get signed by the Milwaukee Brewers a couple of years back. Cincinnati Reds went on a tear signing guys out of the MLB Draft League second half from West Virginia, from Trenton, from all over the league. Frederick last year even too. Breaking ball swung on him is strike three, and Dane Pengelly records his seventh strikeout of the night. That's the second most by any Spike in a single outing this year, following Fidel Ulloa's eight just two nights ago. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Dave Pengelly set down five in a row, halfway home at Medler Field, Loblano Park. 2-0 Spikes as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Jake Mumaugh, Max Bushyhead, Pete DeRocher due up for the Spikes, leading 2-0. Peyton Olenek has struck out seven batters so far on the mound for Mahoning Valley. Dame Pengelly has whiffed seven as well for State College. And the first pitch here in the bottom of the fifth, in tight. Jake Mumaugh jackknifes out of the way. It's ball one. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Two other games in the MLB Draft League slate tonight. The Williamsport Crosscutters are in action. They are the first half champions of the MLB Draft League. Clinched that Tuesday night as Mumaugh sends this one skyward down the right field line into foul territory near the line. Country Kia corner, a stretch by Jared Quant, but didn't quite have the reach as he tried to extend over the fence. Meanwhile, Dame Pengelly, five outstanding innings, and there is right-handed action in the State College bullpen. The Texas right-hander Charlie Hurley warming up. I fear I may have offended him by almost calling him an Oklahoma right-hander.
Ooh. Little Red River problem there, buddy.
Perhaps so.
What are you thinking?
Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-1 to Mumaugh.
Well, I want to tell everybody that in section, let's see, was it at six, was it seven, eight, section, what, 109? The one that's just past the Caparella Furniture one.
Yep, that's 109.
Okay. Drew and Anna are sitting there.
Yes.
Drew did his undergraduate work at Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And then ended up getting a degree here.
Swing and a miss by Mumaugh. Strike three, and that's the eighth strikeout for Peyton Olenek. One gone.
And as a Penn State graduate.
Yes.
This afternoon at the Arboretum.
Yes.
He got down on one knee and asked Anna to marry him. She said yes, and they're celebrating their night here at the ballpark.
Well, let me tell you what, Steve. I was down on the concourse earlier, and a young lady named Katrina was here, and a young man named Elijah got down on one knee here at the ballpark. Katrina said yes, and they are celebrating their engagement with us here at the ballpark tonight. How about that? A couple of newlyweds as Max Bushyhead lifts it to center field, playable for Stevenson. He'll put it away. Two gone as Olenek has now faced the minimum since allowing a run in the second inning.
By the way, this is the first dollar beer night of the season.
Yes.
At the end of July, starting with Super Splash Day.
Yes.
There'll be six consecutive Thursdays.
Every single Thursday in August is a dollar beer night.
Yes, every one of them.
Pete DeRocher at the plate, taps this one onto the left side, cutting it off third baseman Schroeder, throw on the run to first in time. I'm betting Quentin McCracken is glad he wrote John Schroeder's name in the lineup tonight.
At least he spelled it right.
Three up, three down for the Spikes in the fifth. We go to the sixth. Still a 2-0 lead for State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and Dame Pengelly made his last start with the Spikes here in the first half of the 2024 season. A strong one. Five scoreless innings. He allowed three hits. He walked one, hit two batters, but he struck out seven. Second most in a single outing for a Spikes pitcher so far this season. And he now gives way into the right-hander, Charlie Hurley, here in the sixth.
It's interesting in this series, Joe. Here we are going to the top of the sixth inning. So in the series to this point, there have been 23 innings played. What's been the big complaint about the pitching in the league? Too many walks. The two staffs have combined in 23 innings for a total of 15 walks. That's it.
Absolutely. That's not too shabby.
No, that's the way it should be. There have only been three in this game.
Charlie Hurley making his sixth appearance of the year for the Spikes. No record, a 1.69 ERA. Does have one hold to his credit. 5 1/3 total innings in five outings, so he's been a one-inning guy. Three runs against him, but only one earned. Three hits, one strikeout, one walk, a 167 opponent's batting average.
He's got the tough part of the order, too, to deal with. Stevenson, Clark, Schroeder, then Shannon.
Looking back at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Trenton still leading Williamsport 1-0, top of the fifth. The Crosscutters still going to be the first half champions no matter what. West Virginia leads Frederick 2-1, top of the fifth inning as well. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Sad news as well from Tampa Bay. Monty Kiffin, the great defensive coordinator, passed away today. And Josh Stevenson, the McDonald's strikeout guy, takes ball one.
Lane's dad.
Yes. Of course, the architect of that Tampa 2 is along with Tony Dungy. And really changed the way defense was played in the NFL.
Well, Brooks allowed you to play Tampa, too.
That's absolutely true. Back to the pitcher's mound, Charlie Hurley, underhand flip on to Hipwell at first. Josh Stevenson did not strike out, but he did ground out, and there's one gone in the top of the sixth.
McDonald's strikeout guy. Yeah, that's great to know.
Yeah.
Like, terrific. It's like getting a par at the Masters on 17. Yeah, that's great.
It's even more pronounced with a pop-up. If you haven't seen it before, it's the only time in your life you'll see the opposition pop out clearly and a groan from the crowd. Grounder left side. Mumma taking this one. Had to get it out of his glove. Throw to first, not in time. That'll be a base hit. That'll be the second time in the game that it'll be a base hit because Spike's infield just could not quite get it there fast enough.
Yeah, there's four hits in the game from Mahoning Valley. Two are of that nature. Haven't exactly been blistering the ball all over the place here.
John Schroeder, meanwhile, 0 for 2 in the game. Strikeout and a ground out. He'll step into the left-handed box.
And by the way, credit where credit's due for Mahoning Valley on their side. They do lead the league in team ERA at 4.08.
Absolutely. This is a good squad under Quentin McCracken. He is a guy, too, who stresses doing things the right way. As the fly ball lifted to left, right there is Bass, puts it away, two gone.
Thought Bass did it the right way there.
Sure did.
He's on the team we broadcast for, John.
That he is. Well, I was going to make the comparison. Obviously, you know, Dave Tremblay is the manager for the Spikes the last couple years. I also stressed that. And Tim Battle, the hitting coach, of course, learning from Dave last year, but also imparting his own style on this team. And definitely somebody who I think has really captured the attention, the respect of these Spikes. They have learned something from him, from Darnell Sweeney, from Jared Brown here in the first half, and I'll continue to do so in the second half as well.
And we will see some familiar faces in the second half.
Yep.
It won't be a complete turnover. There'll be a lot, but it will not be a complete turnover.
Pitch low and away to Shannon is ball two. And, you know, the trend has been the last couple of years since the split season was introduced, the first half amateur status, obviously pre-draft, want to preserve collegiate eligibility for those that have it. Second half, all players who have exhausted their eligibility and so are turning professional. But there have been about four or five holdovers each of the first 2 years. We'll see how many there are when it all shakes out when the second half begins. And, again, the Spikes will start that second half next Thursday with a four-game series at Mahoning Valley before coming back home. Pitch outside for a ball 3-0.
Aren't you glad you got that Dillard's card?
Hey, if there's being right next to the Eastwood Mall is not a bad place to be for an extended John as the pitch is low, ball four, and two runners on with two gone in the top of the sixth inning in a game the Spikes lead 2-0.
Would they have a Sonic?
Well, they just put in a Raising Cane's.
Really?
Nearby, yes.
Chicken.
Yes. Garrett Pike is 0 for 2. He is twice fouled out of the game, once to the third baseman Rosso, once to Tyson Bass, the left fielder, on a tremendous play. Pitch outside for a ball.
What a backhand to Sonic. Talk about rejecting it.
I'm just not quite that familiar with Sonic. I don't think there's ever been a Sonic in this area.
Here? No. No.
1-0. Chopped foul at the plate.
It's always the running joke Jack Campbell said to me. It's your turn to pay this week. I said, yeah. He says, where are we going? I said, Sonic. I said, in fact, I said, if you could order between 6 and 6:10, anything after 6:11, I'm not responsible for.
One ball, one strike. Hurley taking a long look at second. Now the pitch. Bounce to the right side. Charging in. Scooping it up off the dirt is Wills. Throw on to first in time. Inning is over. Brock Wills has played an excellent second base tonight.
He plays well everywhere. I asked him, I said, which one do you like? And he says, nah, really anything. I said, but what do you think? He said, moving forward, he said, I think they might try to make me an outfielder.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, you can play that well.
He's taken to that like a fish to water.
Yep.
One hit, two runners left on base for the Scrappers in the sixth. Going to the bottom half, 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. You get to do this twice on Saturday, Steve.
I'm looking forward to the Toyota RAV4 thing.
Yes, yes.
A rarity for me.
Santino Rosso swings and misses. 0-1 the count. 2-0 the lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. You're in good hands with Mr. Jones the entirety of Saturday night. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2.
Says the guy who's bagging the broadcast.
Everything's fine. It's
all
good. 0-2. And that one is popped up. Second base. Donahue there makes the catch in shallow right. One gone. Well, Linick has really bounced back, allowed a run in the first on the error on the stolen base attempt, and then a wild pitch to bring in a run in the second. But since then, he has not let anybody on.
Nope. He's been rolling along. In fact, Luna was the last to reach on a walk. After that, a sacrifice bunt started the run of outs.
Yep, and I should say hardly let anybody on. Luna did walk after
back.
That, but then was picked off by
fourth Olenek. Inning. Yep.
So Linick has faced the minimum since that wild pitch scored the second Spikes run. Here's Brock Wills, who scored the first one, stole two bases as well in that jaunt in the first inning. 1-for-2.
He's at three. He's hitting 370 now.
He's really at the plate. He has had a great time of it here.
This is a good player.
It really is. Versatility all around, showing the form that brought him to this level out of UNC Wilmington, although they prefer being called UNCW now. 2-1, high and away, ball three.
Last summer played for Katuit in the Cape Cod League. He had 290 with Katuit. Drove in 10.
It looks like Charlie Hurley will make another single inning appearance as Ben Plumlee is up in the Spikes bullpen. Pitch in tight, appeal down to third. And Wills did not go around. It is ball four.
No, he held back.
So a one-out walk, and as the first base runner, Olenek has allowed since the free pass to Luna. His third walk of the night, but he has struck out 8 so far.
Give him one pitch and then run him.
Robert Hipwell hit by a pitch in the first inning, flied out in the third.
He gets good leads, gets that foot out past the cut there.
Shannon holding him on, and Hipwell lines the first pitch foul. Off the warning track it goes into the Spikes bullpen.
Now run him. Gave him the first pitch. Oh, yeah, he's got that lead out there.
0-1 to Hipwell. Olenek taking his time. There goes Wills. Pitches a strike. Throw down to second. Tag. Not in time. And Brock Wills has the steal. Some would say it was preordained. As for Wills, that is his sixth steal in as many attempts.
You need to talk to the players, Joe. Brock and I worked this out before the game. I said, what do you think, Mr. Jones? I said, well, I think you ought to let the first pitch go back, then go. So that way I'll sound prophetic on the air.
0-2 to Hipwell. That's upstairs a ball.
Hipwell's driven in 8.
Guy who can really put the lumber on the ball. He is a top 200 draft prospect across several lists. Out of Santa Clara, so we may well be hearing his name next week, even as soon as day two on Monday. Turn towards second and back is Wills. Sunday night, it all begins 7 p.m. down in Fort Worth, and then afternoon starts to the draft, 1 o'clock on Monday and Tuesday, to round out the 20-round selection meeting. Pitch outside of ball.
You know, I know you have the pink tuxedo. I'm surprised you're not at the ESPYs tonight. Normally, you're in such high demand.
That's true.
And really, this is your crowd.
Well, I think that's why the worldwide press is coming to Happy Valley this weekend.
Absolutely.
Since I won't be there. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-2. Wait, you mean the...
This is your crowd.
Now, wait a minute. Right. The all-time Japanese home run leader in high school Japanese high school history is coming? Maybe that's why the worldwide press is coming.
High school.
Rintaro Sasaki will be joining the Trenton Thunder as they... make their first trip here. There goes Wills again. Pitch high for a ball. Throw to third. Got him. To a chorus of boos, but Albert Jones right on top of the play.
Him. No, he was out. It's too bad, too, because Hipwell walked.
Hipwell gets first, but Wills thrown out. Caught stealing 2-5. First time he has been caught stealing as a spike. So runner on first, two gone, and now Quint McCracken is headed out to the mound and looks like he will make the call to the bullpen. Peyton Olenek, tremendous outing. Goes 5 2/3.
I could have seen you out there escorting Livy Dunn, Serena Williams. I mean, I know you don't want to overshadow people.
You know, people talk about Paul Skeens and no-hitters. I've had several no-hitters. When I go to the plate, I hardly ever get a hit.
You are good at that.
That's right.
And consistent.
Absolutely. Consistency is key.
It's Barbie's the movie break tonight.
That's right. Next Saturday, movie night here at Mettler Field at LeBron Park.
Okay. Now, this is the posing challenge here. People don't realize you auditioned for the opposite, which was why they picked this guy over you. I have no idea.
I was needed here.
I don't know, though. You see, you do that move all the time. Now, sometimes it's when you trip, but you do that move all the time. You're good at it.
I am. Practice makes perfect.
Wow. They form a diamond. It's great. I mean, I've seen the grounds crew do it. Right? This is when you were practicing for the role.
There we go.
I thought it was great.
Yes. Yeah. Barbie will be up here on the
big
screen.
July 20th.
In its entirety. Movie starts at 8. Ballpark gates will open at 7. Admission is free. And ballpark concessions will be open. You can get your sodas, your popcorn, everything you need for the movie here at the ballpark. And really, where else can you have a movie up on that 2,739 square foot gorgeous video board and Mount Nittany helping to frame the scenery around the screen?
This is really climatic here at the end. I keep picturing you as the guy on the right.
Yes.
Because that's the part you auditioned for.
Yep.
And it's just like he's just barely in step. Right? Right? He's just like acting happy. You would have been genuinely happy.
Needed movie magic there.
Hey, there's certain people whose presence oozed through the screen. And for some reason, they didn't see your potential.
I think they didn't want so much oozing. AJ Salgado is up now for the State College Spikes as MJ Gabaldon heads to the mound, left-hander, and one of two left-handers remaining on the Scrappers staff, along with Boston Mabius, who we saw on Tuesday. First pitch strike. Fastball at 88 on the inner half.
It's his 10th appearance.
0-1 record, 9-3-1 ERA. 0-1 fastball, actually a breaking ball, but it's a strike nevertheless at the knees. He has one start under his belt. 0 for 1 in save opportunities, 9 and two-thirds innings, 13 runs, 10 earned on 17 hits, 11 strikeouts to 10 walks, a 362 opponent's batting average, delivers an 0-2 breaking ball outside. A.J. lays off, 1 and 2 the count. Salgado 0 for 2 so far tonight, but with a runner on first, 2 gone. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Spikes leading 2-0. Pitch. That is popped up. Playable, third base side, warning track, guys. Nope, ball hits the net before it tumbles into the mitt. And it is still 1-2.
So which pitching staff has surrendered more walks tonight?
Well, there have been 4 so far allowed by the Scrappers, and there's been 2 so far allowed by the Spikes.
Which team's winning?
That would be the State College Spikes by a score of 2-0.
They keep harping on that over and over again.
1-2. Pitch. There goes a runner. Pitch swung on and missed. However, it is strike 3, and Gabaldon records his first strikeout of the night. The ninth for Scrappers pitching. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on. End of 6 full here at Medler Field in the Bronto Park. State College 2, Mahoning Valley 0. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, Charlie Hurley goes one inning on the mound. No runs, one hit, one walk, no strikeouts. And Hurley in his inning of work, throwing a total of 11 pitches, 5 for strikes. But he now gives way to a guy who has really been stellar out of the bullpen for the Spikes this year. Ben Plumlee, the right-hander out of Illinois, and a guy who is always stellar, starting, relief, whatever role he is needed. He's going the full nine on Saturday, Steve Jones.
Janitor, whatever. Ben Plumlee, 1-0 with a 2.20 ERA. He's struck out 20. He's walked only 3. This will be his 11th appearance, his 10th in relief. 16 and a third, 5 runs, 4 earned on 10 hits with the 20 strikeouts and 3 walks. Has not hit a batter. First pitch up high for a ball to Geiselman. 1-0 the count. Against Frederick, he got his first start with the opening 3 4 days ago. 2 hits, 1 run, struck out 1, walk 1. Down low, 2-0. It's just been terrific. All 23 of his appearances with the Illini this season were in relief. 2-0 to Geiselman. It was 0 for 2. There's a strike right down the heart. It's 2-1, 91 with the fastball. Geiselman grounded out to third. Tarasso in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Pengali had 7 Ks tonight. 2-1. Down low and outside. 3-1 the count. 2-0 State College. Top of the seventh inning in a game that's featured only 6 hits. And 2 of them infield hits for Mahoning Valley. Great crowd here tonight on Dollar Beer Night. First one of the season. 3-1. Outside ball four, a rarity. Gives up a leadoff walk. And here's Carson Crawford, the shortstop, who's 0 for 2. Struck out swinging in the second. Duplicated the feed in the fifth. Middle infield at double play depth. The Spikes have not turned a double play in this series. Rosso even at the bag at third. Pitch to Crawford. Swing and a miss. Fell away that time. That breaking ball. It's 0-1. DeRocher deep in right. Salgado deep in center. Normal depth in left for Bass. And Rosso near the line at third. Squares the bunt. Pulls back. It's a ball. It's 1-1. When I mean Rosso's near the line, he's closer to it but not guarding the line. Now he moves off the line. 1-1 the count. Plumlee looks in. 16 1/3 for the Spikes on the mound. Man, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup that time. So, strikes him out. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Fit for Play offers fitness and rehabilitation and gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountainindy.org/fitforplay. Jordan Donahue to the plate. Donahue is 0 for 2. Drops down a bunt. Bushyhead turns. Tough play. Safe at first. Just a great bunt by Donahue. It's all about placement. He put it in the perfect spot. First and second now with one out. That was not a sacrifice. He was bunting for a hit. You're down 2-0. You're not sacrificing. Here's Quant to the plate, 1 for 3. Infield hit back in the third. Bushyhead threw him out trying to steal. He's also struck out in the first and fifth respectively. The pitch checked it, low and outside, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. That was the cutter from Ben that time. First and second with one out. Top of the seventh, 2-0 State College. Plumlee delivers. And that got away. I think it's going to be a pass ball. They're going to move up to second and third. That's a pass ball. So the biggest threat of the game since the first inning for Mahoning Valley when they loaded the bases. And Plumlee's going to have to work out of it. Two and oh the count with first base open. And Stevenson on deck. Low and inside, it's 3-0. Plumlee works from the first base side. 6'2", 200-pound right-hander. He's 20 years of age. Ben at the belt and to the plate. Strike, it's 3-1. Fastball at 90, lower part of the zone. Bass is shallowed up and left. DeRocher a little deeper and right. Ball four, bases loaded. Second time tonight, Mahoning Valley has loaded the bases. And in the first inning, Pengali got out of it. They had bases loaded, one out, and he struck out Schroeder and Shannon back-to-back. Well, now there's one out, the bases are loaded. And Jarrett Brown will come out to talk with Ben Plumlee. Ironically, the McDonald strikeout guy will be at the plate, and a strikeout actually would be recommended in terms of a situation and not just as a prize. Hey! Stevenson singled to right in the first, walked on four pitches in the third, and grounded back to Charlie Hurley, the pitcher, in the sixth. And Bryce Brewer up to break up the mound conference, which they were doing anyway. And now Josh Stevenson to the plate. Mentioned already, he's 1-for-2. Bats on the left side. Stevenson has driven in 13 this season. Rosso on the grass at third. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Plumlee normally is almost automatic with a first pitch strike. You can see he's been struggling with that in this inning. Plumlee 1-0. There's a strike. It's 1-1. 91 mile per hour fastball, inner half. 1-1 the count to the left-handed hitting Josh Stevenson. Bases loaded, one out. Spikes with a 2-0 lead. Middle infield double play depth. The pitch. Hit in the air, center field. Good enough to score a run. Over Salgado, makes the catch. He'll fire it in toward third. Run scores on the sacrifice fly. It's 2-1. So Geiselman scores from third, but the other runners hold, and that brings Tripp Clark to the plate, who's 2-for-3. Single to left in the first. Flew to center to Salgado in the third. Infield hit in the sixth. 2-1 State College. Stevenson gets RBI number 14 on the sacrifice fly. And that pitch is a ball, one ball and no strikes. Stevenson, his first sacrifice fly of the season. One out. Plumlee looks at second and delivers. It's on the ground, foul to the Mahoning Valley dugout, third base side, bounces out, and Santino Rosso will go over and pick it up. We'll toss it over to Mike DeFelice, who's coaching third. Quentin Holmes, the coach down at first. 1-1 the count. Plumlee looks at second. To the plate. It's foul. First base side this time. Luxury Suites out of play, bouncing down below. 1-2 the count on Tripp Clark. Plumlee looks in. Clark levels the bat. First and second, two outs, one run in. 2-1 State College, top of the seventh inning. On its way. Foul straight back to the screen, still 1-2. Outfield straight away, normal depth. Salgado maybe a couple steps back in center. Rosso back now at third. Mumon normal spot over at short, but Wills trying to hold the runner at second, hole on the right side. That is lined down the left field line to the corner. That's going to be extra bases. At minimum, it will tie the game. Picked up by Bass. Here's the throw in. They're going to get two runs out of it and take the lead. Two-run double for Tripp Clark, and it's 3-2 Mahoning Valley. So a three-run inning, and Clark continues his big series. He's now driven in five runs in this series. Five runs in the last two nights. And here is Schroeder, 0-for-3. Struck out looking in the first. Great play by Rosso and by Hipwell in the fourth. And flew out to Salgado in center in the sixth. That's to right field and right at DeRocher, and the inning is over. But three runs on two hits. One left. Seventh inning stretch time, 3-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all at 6:35. Tonight is the season debut of Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday. And Saturday, it's fireworks presented by Penn State Health on Star Wars Night with a Baby Yoda jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU to benefit Children's Miracle Network on Comic-Con Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mahoning Valley last night scored late and won the game. Now they lead 3-2 after a three-run seventh inning. Spikes look to bounce back against MJ Gabaldon. Bass, Luna, and Muma. 6-7 and 8 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bass is 1-for-2, single to the left, stole a base, scored in the second, struck out looking in the fourth. Gabaldon. Full wind as he brings the ball over his head. That's a strike. So Gabaldon, 10th appearance with a 9.31 ERA. 11 strikeouts, 10 walks. That's fouled to our right into the luxury suite. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Luna on deck. See if Bass can set the table here. He's in the hole 0-2. Gabaldon to the plate. And missed inside. Bit high as well. 1-2 the count to Tyson. 3-2 Mahoning Valley in the bottom of the seventh. And the wind and the delivery. That's down low again. Level at 2-2. Bass has two hits in this series. And the pitch. Up high. 3-2 the count. I will amend that. Bass has three hits in this series. Has a hit in each game. Here, 3-2. Can he get on base? Gabaldon delivers. That's foul by Bass, stays alive, still 3-2. Didn't battle let Albert Jones pick that up, and the third base umpire will keep it. May need it later. 3-2 the count. Gabaldon winds to the play. Fouled again just outside of the bag, just wide of the bag at third. Still 3-2. Pitch number 8 of this at-bat coming up. See an Alec Bone jersey down there. He'll be in the home run derby. Saw Paul Skeens' jersey earlier. 7 no-hit innings, struck out 11, walk 1 today. Got the win. He's 6-0. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Carson Luna's walked twice. And he's second and fourth, respectively. This guy has been wild. 9.31 ERA, and he struck out the first two guys he's faced. And delivers. Outside corner for a strike, sort of. 0-1 the count. And to the plate again. Foul first base side. He's ahead 0-2. In these days, it is unusual to see somebody who winds up by bringing the ball over their head like the old days. But Gabelman does. That pitch is inside. It's 1-2. Curveball that time. Ball and two strikes on Carson Luna. Base is empty. One out. Bottom of the seventh. Spikes down. 3-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. That's three straight strikeouts for Gabelman. Here is Muma. 0-for-1. Dropped down a sacrifice bunt in the second. And struck out swinging in the fifth. Spikes have not had a runner to second since the second inning. Or should be, they got one in the sixth. They had first and second. Wills was thrown out. Trying to steal third. 1-0 to Muma. Two outs. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Gabbled in the left-hander, looks in. Lefty-on-lefty matchup with a 1-1 count and delivers. In tight, almost hit him that time. It's 2-1. Max Bushiab will come out and get the ball. New baseball thrown out by Bryce Brewer. Ben Harris comes out to pick up the baseball. 2-1 the count. Muma waits and the pitch. Outside, low and outside, 2-2. Went change up that time. Light breeze still blowing out, but less than 5 miles an hour. Up top, ball four. So the Spikes get a base runner in Muma. Now the question is, what do they want to do with Jake? He's 7 of 11 in stolen bases. I mean, Jake's been getting on base in this series. Here's Max Bushiad, who's 0-for-2, struck out swinging in the second, and flew to right in the fifth. Left-handed pitcher on the mound may take a half step away from the lead of Muma. Here's the pitch. It's on the ground to short, picked up there. Throw to second, get the lead runner going the short way, and the inning is over. So, no runs, no hits, and one left at the end of 7-4, 3-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details. Top half of the eighth inning, and Jacob Krager takes over on the mound for the Spikes. as the left-hander makes his eighth appearance and his fourth in relief. 1-0 with a 6.10 ERA, 22 strikeouts, 13 walks. He also has a save. Native of Palmyra, Missouri. 6'1", 190-pound, 24-year-old left-hander. He's gone 20 and two-thirds, 17 runs, 14 earned, 26 hits, 22 strikeouts, 13 walks. He's hit three. Against Frederick, two innings in relief 5 days ago. Gave up two hits, no runs, struck out two, walked two. So Krager on the mound for the Spikes. And he will face Will Shannon, Garrett Pike, and Alton Geiselman. 6-7-8 in the Mahoning Valley batting order here in the eighth inning. Three runs, six hits, an error for Mahoning Valley. The Spikes, two runs, two hits, and no errors. Shannon is 0-for-1. Struck out looking in the first, hit by a pitch in the fourth, walked in the sixth. Big right-handed hitting first baseman. 6'5", 225 pounds out of Hillsdale College. 21 years of age. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. He won't turn 22 until November 16th. And again, congratulations to Drew and Anna. Drew proposed today. Anna said yes over at the Arboretum. And they're here at the ballpark tonight down in Section 109. Congratulations to them. 2-0 now the count on Shannon. And the pitch. Low and inside, 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. That ball pitch fouled straight back. He had the green light, 3-0. It's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Straight away in the outfield. Drosher playing deep and right. Last night he played, began the game a little shallow and left, and then he had two shots over his head. He's played deep ever since. Ground ball left side picked up by Wills in the second big hop. Lobs to first and pulled him off the bag. Safe at first. That'll be an error. So that'll be an E4. And that'll bring to the plate Pike. 0-for-3, fouled out to Rosso at third in the second. Flew to Bass and left in the fourth. Grounded out to Wills in the sixth. Middle infield double play depth. Pitch by Krager. Went outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Krager at the letters. Jacob to the plate. Foul straight back. It's 1-1. Shannon does not have a big lead at first base. It's about the lead I would have. That's not big. Krager, the left-hander. 1-1. Fouled again at the plate by Pike. Goes all the way back to the bricks. 1-2 the count. Mike DeFelice comes over to pick it up, third base coach. And then lobs it to the Mahoning Valley dugout. 1-2 the count. Shannon on first, nobody out. Krager. To the plate. Fouled again. This time rolling to the Spikes dugout, picked up by Ben Harris in the runway. 1-2 the count. Mentioned before, the Spikes have not turned a double play in this series. Rubber game of the three-game set. 3-2, Mahoning Valley, top of the eighth. Krager to the plate. Call strike three, got him. For a strikeout for Jacob Krager. Brought to you by Mountain in the Elf. Parents trust Mountain in the Elf with the most important people in their lives. Their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountainindy.org/pediatrics. Alton Geiselman at the plate. 0-2. Bounce that one in. Good job by Bush. He had to block, covering up the 5-hole that time. It's 1-0. Grounded out to Rosso at third in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Walked and scored in that 3-run seventh. Geiselman in the right-handed box. Krager with a 1-0 count. And to the plate. Strikeout or half. Nice pitch. 91 with the fastball. 1-1 the count. Spikes have the top of the order due in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1. Foul. First base side. Clears the screen. Screaming into the concourse and out of play. It's 1-2. Ben Harris brings out new baseballs for Bryce Brewer. One out, ball and two strikes. Krager holds the ball behind his back. Works from the third base side of the mound. Left-hander goes set at the letters. To the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him on a cutter. Second straight strikeout. Have you had a great Mountain Indy Health experience? Well, take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. 10th strikeout tonight for Spikes pitching. Second for Jacob Krager. And here's Carson Crawford, who's 0-3. Struck out in the second, fifth, and seventh, respectively. Pitch. Checked it. Did he go? Yeah. Good call. Cody Kogan had it right. 0-1 the count. Krager looks in. And the 0-1. Up high, 1-1. Fastball at 93 from Jacob. Spikes scored one in the first, one in the second. The second inning, though, was the last inning where the Spikes had a hit. Outside corner, first strike. It's 1-2, 91 with that fastball. Mahoney Valley was shut out until the seventh, and they put three on the board. They lead it 3-2 in the top of the eighth. Infield now back. 1-2 from Krager. On its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Three straight strikeouts for Krager after the opening error. At Mountain Indy Health, our view of health care is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainindy.org. Top of the order coming up for the Spikes in the eighth inning. Down 3-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all at 6:35. Tonight is the season debut of Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday. And Saturday, it's fireworks presented by Penn State Health on Star Wars Night with a Baby Yoda jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU to benefit Children's Miracle Network on Comic-Con Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Logan Tabling takes over from Mahoning Valley here in the eighth inning. As MJ Gabaldon outstanding in an inning and a third. No hits, no runs, struck out three, walked one. Tabling, seventh appearance, 0-1 with a 4.50 ERA. Six innings, nine hits, six runs, three of them are earned. Struck out six, walked six, hit one, give it up one home run. Top of the order, Pete DeRocher, who's 0-3. Line foul over the roof to our right and out of play. Spikes have not had a hit since Bass's single in the second inning. But they're only down 3-2. DeRocher to be followed by Rosso and Wills. Swing and a miss. That's a strike, 0-2. That's been the pattern tonight for Mahoning Valley. They've been getting ahead of hitters. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. One gone in the eighth inning. That'll bring Rosso to the plate, who's 0-3. Struck out swinging in the first. Grounded out the first and the third. Popped out the second and the sixth. Got to get somebody on base. Give Wills, Hipwell, and Salgado and Bass a chance. Open stance for Rosso. Had one hit last night. Foul third base side toward the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. Actually hit off the light standard near the Geisinger kid zone and bounced back. 0-1 the count, but again, 0-1. Mahoning Valley pitchers getting ahead of the hitters. Outfield straight away deep. On the ground, slow roller to third. It's going to be a tough play. Picked up there, fires to first, bounced it in, got away. Rosso's on his way to second. Picked up by Shannon. Rosso will head first, slide into second, and the Spikes have something cooking here in the eighth inning. I think he was going to beat it out. Regardless, he's on second for Wills. Wills is 1-for-2. Single, stole two bases, scored in the first. Flew to center in the third, walked, stole a base, then was thrown out trying to steal third. So Rosso gets a hit, and then the throwing error gets him to second. Here's Wills, chance to drive in a run. He's driven in four with the Spikes. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Rosso is on second with one out. He's the tying run here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tabling goes set. 1-0. Wills, slow roller, first base side foul. Tabling comes over himself to pick it up. 1-1 the count on Brock Wills. He has five hits in this series, including the one he has tonight. 1-1 the count. Squares the bunt, pulls back way outside, 2-1 the count. Threw a curveball that time. Wills in that left-handed box. Tabling, the right-hander looks in. Rosso with the lead off second. To the plate. Wills fouls at third base side. Past the Mahoning Valley dugout about four rows back, then bounces all the way back to the concourse. It's 2-2. Wills asked Bryce Brewer if that was a strike, and it was. 2-2 the count on Brock. Rosso, good lead at second. Tabling delivers. Checked it, did not go. They appealed, did not go. It's 3-2. Hipwell on deck. One out. Wills back into that left-handed box. Windmills the bat once. Tabling leans in. Windmills the bat again. 3-2 to Wills. on the ground into right field, base hit. Rosso's around third. He's coming to the plate. The throw to the plate is cut off. The spikes tie the game at three as Brock Wills comes through again. Now they look to win it. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, they've tied it up. Now they look to win it. Can they get themselves in front so they can get three outs in the ninth inning? Hipwell is 0 for 1. He's been hit by a pitcher. He's walked. He's also flown to center. Checked it. Did he go? He did not go. What the? It's a strike. He didn't go. I mean, seriously. If you're a pitcher, you like it, unless it's your guy. That's a strike. It's 0-2. And that was right down the middle. 0-2 the count. Wills has stolen three bases tonight. Throw to first, and they're aware of it. He gets back standing. No tag by Shannon. Wills has six hits in this series. 0-2 the count on Hipwell. The pitch. Call strike three, got him. And that was a strike. It's the right call. So the second strikeout for Tabling. And here's A.J. Salgado, who's 0 for 3 tonight. Okay. Now, if you're Wills, you got to think about running here. The pitch. Strike to Salgado. 0-1 the count. Now with the 0-1 count, now you run. Looks over. Decent lead. There he goes. Pitches down low, and he's going to steal the base standing. That's his fourth stolen base of the night. It's 1-1 now on Salgado. A.J. with four RBIs in the season as a spike has a chance now to put the team in front. Wills off to the lead at third. The pitch to Salgado. And it gets by the umpire. Jones throws to first in time. What a great job by Crawford that time of concentration, because Albert Jones was standing just about in front of him, and he still made the play. But the spikes tie it. They get a run. They do so on two hits, and they leave one at the end of eight full. 3-3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all at 6:35. Tonight is the season debut of Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday. And Saturday, it's fireworks presented by Penn State Health on Star Wars Night with a Baby Yoda jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU to benefit Children's Miracle Network on Comic-Con Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Crager back to work in the top of the ninth. He'll face the top of the order in a 3-3 game. It'll be Jordan Donahue to lead it off, who's 1-for-3. Inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Hit by a pitch in the first, flew to Bass and left in the third. Bushy had threw him out on a tapper in front of the plate in the fifth, singled and scored, a bunt single and scored in the seventh. Low and outside, 2-0. Quant will be next, then Stevenson. It's the top of the order for Mahoning Valley. 3-3 game. Rosso even at the bag at third. Bass shallow and left. Wide open stance. And a strike. 2-1 the count. Talk about open stances. This is an open stance. Here's the 2-1. There's a strike right down the heart. 90 with the fastball. 2-2 the count. Rosso now backs up at third. Even to the bag. 2-2 the count as Krager gets what he wants. Backs up and now to the plate. Low and outside. Full 3-2. 3-3 game. Top of the ninth inning. Three runs, six hits, two errors for Mahoning Valley. Three runs, four hits, and one error for the Spikes. 3-2 the count. Krager holds that glove in front of his face, and here we go. That is a liner to right field. Off the leaping Wilson into right field. Brock tried to time it, and he just got his glove on it, but the top of the glove, and it's a base hit to right. So let's see what they want to do with Donahue now. Donahue is 7-for-11 in stolen bases. But remember, Bushiet has already thrown out Quant trying to steal third. And Quant is at the plate. He is 1-for-3. That's a strike. It's 0-1. Quant struck out swinging in the first. Infield hit in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth, walked and scored in the seventh. Middle infield double play depth. Donahue leads off first. Krager throws to first and back standing. DeRocher, normal depth in right. Same story for Salgado in center and Bass in left. Nothing dramatic. In the air, very high to right field. It'll be a foul ball. Long run to Rocher, and it hits the warning track and bounces into the bullpen. 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Wills has to go back to second base. And puts the hat back on. He's ready to go. 0-2 the count on Quant. Krager goes set. Donahue to his lead at first. Long pause to the plate. Foul straight back to the screen. Still 0-2 on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Dane Pengali, tonight's starting pitcher, now out to retrieve. O-2 on the ground to third. Rosso, he'll go one to Wills, who can't make the catch. Everybody's safe. It was not the best throw by Rosso. They weren't going to get two out of it. But here's Stevenson, the McDonald strikeout guy, with first and second, and nobody out here in the ninth inning. Lefty on lefty matchup. Stevenson knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly in the seventh. He bunts, puts it down. Krager looks at third, throws to first in time. Sacrifice works as Wills went over and covered. The sacrifice will go 1-4. Second and third with one out. By the way, that error was on Rosso. Here is Clark. He's driven in five runs the last two nights. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. his two-run double in the seventh inning. The big hit so far tonight for Mahoning Valley. He is 3-for-4. Infield up all the way around. High and away for a ball, 2-0. Single to the left in the first. Flew out to Salgado in center in the third. Infield hit in the sixth. The two-run double in the seventh. Second and third, one out, 3-3. Top of the ninth inning. Crager at the letters, sets, and delivers. In the dirt, got by Bushyhead, and nobody advanced. It didn't go far enough. Bushyhead, the ball went back about 15 feet, and Bushyhead initially didn't know where it was. It's 3-0. Also, with Mahoning Valley, probably the thought process had to be, don't take a chance here. They're going to intentionally walk Clark. So he gets intentionally walked, and here is Schroeder. 0-for-4. Struck out looking in the first. Great play by Rosso and by Hipwell on both ends to retire him in the fourth. In the sixth, he flew out to Salgado in center. In the seventh, he flew out to DeRocher in right. It is the third time tonight that Mahoning Valley has loaded the bases with one out. In the first inning, Pengali got out of it. In the seventh inning, Plumlee could not. Bases loaded, one out. Crager goes set. Infield up on the grass all the way around. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Goes 92 with the fastball. Back now they're going to take Wills and Muma and move them back in a double play position. Outside corner for a strike, 92 with that fastball. So they'll play Hipwell and Rosso at the corners on the grass. The middle infield, the double play depth with the one out. What a one the count on Schroeder. 3-3, top of the ninth. Bases loaded, one out. The pitch. Line drive, center field, base hit. They'll get one out of it. They'll go station to station, and Mahoning Valley takes a 4-3 lead. And here is Will Shannon. Shannon is 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out looking in the first, hit by a pitch in the fourth, walked in the sixth, and reached on an error in the eighth. Well, the errors have been costly on both sides of this game. Every error in this game has led to a run. The pitch popped up. Infield, Wills, shallow right field. Coming on is DeRocher. Makes the catch at shallow right. He'll fire it to the plate. There'll be no advance. Two outs. Here is Pike, who's 0-for-4. Fouled out to Rosso at third in the second. Flew to left to Bass in the fourth. Grounded out to Wills in the sixth at second. Struck out looking in the eighth. Bases loaded, two outs now. 4-3 Mahoning Valley. Crager goes set. And delivers. Outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. So the spikes in the ninth inning will be Bass, Luna, and Muma do 6, 7, and 8 in the spikes batting order. 1-0 the count. Crager at the letters to the plate. Down low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Crager looks into Max, gets what he wants. 2-0 to Garrett Pike. Broken bat, slow roll into second. Charged by Wills, picks it up. Shovels it to first, safe at first, a run scores. 5-3 Mahoning Valley. infield hit and an RBI. Scoring from third, Quant.
The catcher, number 38, Alton
Geiselman to the plate, who's 0 for 3. Grounded to Rosso at third in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Walked and scored in the seventh. Struck out swinging in the eighth. Bases still loaded. Still two outs. And the pitch. It's fouled to our right. Off to some of the signage and bounces down below. 0-1 the count. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Krager. The pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. As Krager looks in. He's made a lot of good pitches in this inning. Hasn't been as fortunate. And the 0-2. Up high, 1-2. Donahue's base hit to right, tipped off the glove of Wills. Then there was the error. Then there was the Pike infield hit. Not exactly a scorcher, but effective. Two runs in, 5-3 Mahoning Valley. Swung on and missed, strike three, got him, and the inning is over. Right when Mahoning Valley needed eight guys to come to the plate, they get it in the ninth inning and score twice. The strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mountain Indy Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We're one of 26 hospitals in PA to be ranked in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. So 5-3, Mahoning Valley to the bottom of the ninth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth inning. 5-3 Mahoning Valley. Logan Tabling went one inning, two hits, one run. It was earned. He struck out two, did not walk a batter. Gives way to Colby Duggan, who makes his second appearance in the series. Overall, Duggan, 13th appearance, no record with a 2.13 ERA, 0-for-1 in save opportunities, 12 2/3, 9 hits, 7 runs, 3 earned. He has struck out 20, walked 3. Opposing hitters, 196 against him. He's given up 2 home runs. In the appearance here on Tuesday night, he went 1 inning, gave up 1 hit, and struck out 1. And Muma was the one who got the hit off him. He will face Muma as the third hitter in this inning. Bass, Luna, Muma, 6, 7, and 8 for the Spikes in the bottom of the ninth. Bass is 1-for-3. Single to the left, stole a base, scored in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the seventh. First pitch of the bottom of the ninth is up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. 5-3 Mahoning Valley. They've out hit the spikes 9-4. Each team's committed two errors. The pitch. That's a strike. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. Duggan, the right-hander, to the plate. Strike on the outer edge. It's 1-2. 5'10", 180-pound right-hander. Turned 22 last month out of the University of Kansas. Lives in Topeka, in the state capital. One, two. Breaking ball, called strike three, got him. Great curveball, upper part of the zone, one out. Carson Luna is 0-1. Walked in the second, walked in the fourth, struck out swinging in the seventh. Here's the set. And the pitch. Curveball for a strike. That was a beauty. 0-1 the count. Great crowd here tonight, by the way, on the first dollar beer night of the season. Starting on July 25th, it will be six straight of them. 0-1. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Duggan right now has great command of that curveball. 5-3 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the ninth. They scored three in the seventh and two in the ninth. The pitch way outside, 1-2. Spikes with one in the first, one in the second, and one in the eighth. One and two the count. Duggan to the plate. Up high, 2-2. Some teams employ a no-doubles defense. Mahoning Valley does not. They're straight away in a normal depth, maybe a little deeper in left. And they don't guard the line. 2-2. Curveball call. Ooh, boy. The way he's been calling that tonight, I thought he was going to call that one. 3-2. Full on Luna. Batting from the right side. A righty and righty matchup. 3-2 coming up. On its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Two outs. Another curveball that time. And here's Muma, who is 0-1. Sacrifice bunt to set up a run in the second. Struck out swinging in the fifth. He walked in the seventh. Spike's last opportunity here with Muma. Two outs. Bases clean. Bottom of the ninth. Down 5-3. The pitch. Inside corner for a strike. 0-1. No balls and a strike. Shannon closer to the line at first. Pitch to Jake. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Curveball again. Might look for a purpose pitch here and then come back with a curveball because his curveball command has been outstanding. Duggan at the belt. To the plate. Here's the purpose pitch, high and wide, 1-2, fastball at 91. Now here comes the curveball. You almost have to sit on it. 1-2 the count. Duggan delivers, curveball, call strike three, got him. Game's over. Strikes out the side in the ninth. Mahoning Valley wins it 5-3, and they take two out of three in the series. Postgame in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine. We take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are home Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all at 6:35. Tonight is the season debut of Dollar Beer Night at Thirsty Thursday. Then it's a four-pack Friday. And Saturday, it's fireworks presented by Penn State Health on Star Wars Night with a Baby Yoda jersey off the back auction presented by PSECU to benefit Children's Miracle Network on Comic-Con Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
All right, let's run it down for you tonight. The line score looked like this. Mahoning Valley, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 12. Spikes had 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, and left 5. Logan Tabling gets the win. He's even at 1-1. Jacob Krager did not give up an earned run, but takes the loss. He's 1-1. Colby Duggan gets the save. His first time of the game, 2 hours and 48 minutes before 2,400, as the Spikes now go over 42,000 in attendance for the season. Back tomorrow night, 4 for 54 night. Great value. Come on in for that tomorrow night. 6:35 will be the start. We'll be on about 6:05 to 6:10. Should be a lot of fun. A great Friday night in Happy Valley with great weather again tomorrow. Then we come back on Saturday with fireworks and the off-the-back jersey auction. Spikes wearing special Star Wars jerseys coming up on Saturday. And Joe Putnam, considered by some in the organization to be a taller version of Yoda, will not be here. Final 5-3. Mahoning Valley wins it. I'm Steve Jones for Joe Putnam. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.